We're talking to Simon Hunter from El Pais. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Very good. The reason we've got you on is a bit of a bizarre one, because a couple of weeks ago I read an article of yours in El Pais, which has kind of gone global as well now, which was in response to another article by a guy who wrote for The Times. So tell us the original story here.
Yes, this is a case of the press eating itself.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is really not since Jamie Oliver and his paella with chorizo recipe has an article from the British press raised so many hackles in Spain. Basically, in fact, it was quite funny because I first heard about this because a Spanish friend of mine who lives in the UK sent me she took a photo of the article from the Times,
right.
Because it went out in print, and it was the opening article basically to a special Spain travel guide.
Okay.
And it was this article entitled How to Be Spanish,
with a picture of a matador on it, of course.
A hipster matador.
Oh yes, of course.
It's a hipster matador. And it's by this guy called Chris Haslam, who's the chief travel writer at the Times, at the Sunday Times, I think it was.
Yeah.
And basically, it was just a bit of a weird article. It was just a bit misjudged, I think. I think it was just sort of trying to be funny. And he actually, poor guy, poor Chris, he ended up, he got a huge amount of abuse from basically what seemed to be sort of all of Spain. He ended up having to lock down his Twitter account, you know, when you used to go, you know, set it to private. So just basically to stop the abuse that was being hurled at him. I think really the problem was the irony and the humour didn't really come through. And I think people just, especially Spanish readers, they just thought it was kind of full of lazy cliches about Spain.
I mean,
just to give you a few examples, he was talking about, you know, you need to be Spanish, you need to swear like a trooper, drink your red wine cold, and always be late unless a bull's charging at you. he had advice like saying things like, being Spanish involves walking to a bar, kissing and hugging complete strangers, shouting oiga at the waiter, and chucking anything you can't eat or drink on the floor. But the thing, you know, there's a few sort of really, really unforgivable things in there as well. He scored a lot of own goals, really. He said one of the first things he said was, forget Anglo-Saxon notions of politeness, discretion and decorum. And if anyone's seen, you know, the sort of average British stag party in Spain, and I think that's what really upset people. And then he just said some weird stuff. He said, like, you know, you need to get an obligatory suntan, which is a bit odd. And, you know, let's face it, how many people in the UK are kind of constantly on the sunbed with these very strange sort of orange hues? And then, you know, the old favourites about the 3-hour menu, taking a 3-hour lunch, siesta and things like that. So it's just a sort of a lot of slightly misjudged things in there.
Now, your missus is Spanish, and I'd love to know what she thought of having read the article. Did she think it was funny, or did she get angry?
She didn't get angry, but she just, again, just sort of thought, well, it just doesn't really hit the mark. And, you know, I think most Spanish people's response, especially online, was to say, well, you know, and also, I mean, this is really telling, it's really interesting to see how many Spaniards there are in the UK and how many people in the UK picked up on it. Someone told me, I don't know if this is true, but it was one of the most read articles that the Times has ever had.
which is
pretty much saying something, especially as they're behind a paywall. People, you know, had to kind of log in and not pay for it, but, you know, they had to log in to the site to be able to see it.
How funny.
But I think that people just thought that it was just it just wasn't, you know, and this was my take on it as well. It was just, there's so many things that you could have said about being Spanish, you know, and still kept the humour there that would have been more accurate, you know, than the stuff that he came up with. Like, his last joke was about, sneaking into the bath. He made a joke about how those automatic lights in Spanish bathrooms always turn off too quickly.
And you have to wave your hands while you're in the mood.
Exactly, which I think people related to that one. But then he said that, you know, you'll need to keep turning the light back on when you're hiding in the toilet texting your secret lover. Yeah, exactly. And I was a bit upset about it. I feel like I've kind of missed out here. Why didn't I get my son? I haven't got a secret lover. Is this, you know, do you get handed the card when you get off the plane? Is everyone supposed supposed to have one, but I certainly haven't got
funny.
One.
Funny. So. Well, I guess in all walks of life, we do have stereotypes. I mean, I am a Glaswegian, and we're in Belgium. He'd your muggy. Now, you want to, don't upset me, mate. I'll tell you. You won't be hiding that toilet with the 4-second light. And we put up with stereotypes in a way. But, I mean, you know, I can't think of anybody who actually is a kinder race than the Scots, yet we're renowned for being mean.
Yeah.
You know, Glaswegians are always renowned for being permanently in an alcoholic stupefaction. But you kind of have to deal with it, don't you? And there are certain stereotypes which, to be fair, are pretty accurate. You know, I must tell you this, because I actually got into big trouble with one of our listeners who remains nameless and calls himself only JM. And I did an interview last week about improving the road traffic statistics in Europe. And part of the way they're trying to do that is by doing a new test, which bases your reaction times on a machine, on a kind of video machine. And they discovered that different countries press the button to react at different times.
Really?
So people from the UK would press it for different from some people from Holland. And I made the remark that the Spanish probably waited till tomorrow. Which, you know, it's a cliche and it's a gag at somebody's expense, but it's actually a fact that the mañana thing in Spain is a big deal. And I got absolutely lambasted by JM, who said, "Mister, if you don't like Spain and Spanish people, which is what it looks like, just go back to your country and everybody will be much happier."
Well, actually, I must say that one of the things that, because there was, you know, there's a slew of opinion articles and responses to this, this original article in the Spanish press, and one of the funniest ones actually pointed out that the article had come out 9 days before anyone noticed it.
Oh, the irony!
Exactly. So it was kind of, well, Spain, you know, piling in, but they're a bit late to the party as usual. And I mean, this is the thing. This was my take. The article that I wrote in response, I basically sort of expounded the things that I've just explained to you. But then I went on to say, but to be honest, it did leave me with kind of mixed feelings, because there was a lot of the stuff that he said in there does actually ring true. I mean, the thing about the 3-hour menu, having a 3-hour lunch. I mean, I did have a 3-hour lunch recently. I regularly have three-hour lunches with friends and family, and not in the week, but definitely at the weekend. And then, we will all go and have a siesta. Well, and then the thing about
shouting at bartenders, which actually you need to be able to do. You need to learn that technique of being quite forthright with a bartender.
Absolutely. When I first moved to Spain, I used to teach English, and I used to go to my local cafe and have a coffee at about 6:30 in the morning. And for months, we just had this like absolutely appalling relationship with the same waiter who'd served me every morning. And he was so miserable to me, and I had been miserable back to him. And I just didn't understand then the way that works. The way that it works is you go in there, you walk into a bar full of confidence, you say a very loud buenos dias, and then you, if you're not getting served, you just say to them, I hate the oiga thing, oiga thing. You always see in the guidebooks and in phrase books and things like that. And I very, very rarely hear anyone actually say oiga. In the article, I suggested that you just say cuando puedas, you know, whenever you can.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, you have to knock the Britishness out of yourself when you move to Spain. Because a friend of mine made a film about living in Spain, and he had a very funny scene, which was basically that. It was him sort of standing at the bar, and he looks so British, this guy. He's got, like, you know, blonde curly hair, and he's sort of standing at the bar going, trying to get the waiter's attention. Like,
and I bet he was going, sorry?
Yeah, exactly,
sorry?
And then his Spanish friend just, like, bowls up to the bar and just says, un café con leche, cuando puedas, and it just immediately appears on the table. And that's what I wrote about in the article. It takes you a long time to get out of that kind of British timid mindset. And you need to go in there. And you don't need to shout at waiters, but you need to go in there and you need to be confident. And you know, this was one of the things I went off to say about my sort of, you know, suggestions of the good things about Spain he could have talked about is the way that, you know, once you do go, if you go into your local bar a couple of times, then you know, the waiters end up knowing your name. Well, they certainly know your face, but they end up knowing your name. They know what you order. If they don't know my name, then they always know the name of my son. I mean, everyone in our neighborhood seems to know the name of my son. And that's one of the really nice things. But, also the pointing out the thing about throwing all the stuff on the floor in bars. Do people do that down your way?
No. I've not come across that. Now, he had a problem with television as well, didn't he? What people watch on TV.
Yeah, he made some jokes about, you know, this is what you should do on Saturday nights. You go home and watch Sabado the Looks. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't. I've never watched it. No, I can only guess.
It's the most god awful. I mean, it is the work of the devil. It's Spanish Z-list celebrities sitting around just shouting at each other and having slanging matches, and it's on. It's not just Sábado Deluxe. It's on. I think it's on pretty much every day. It's only the Saturday edition. It's called Sábado Deluxe. But I cannot tell you how appalling it is. But the worst thing about it is that, you know, I normally see it when I'm with my wife's family, when we're all in the pueblo, we're all down in the village, and invariably it ends up being on as just like sort of, you know, background noise. And so I've got my wife's family, you know, I've basically got it in, I've got the live version in front of me, my wife's family all sitting there and shouting at each other. And then in the background, you've got another load of Spanish people, you know, wearing too much makeup and in too much plastic surgery, shouting at each other as well. I mean, it really is just, it's just the worst. But the worst thing is, I watch a couple of episodes and I end up getting completely addicted to it.
Oh, no. Well, of course, in the UK, you know, we can comfort ourselves that we have such fine, upstanding shows as The Only Way Is Marbs.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, every country's got their example of really trashy TV. Yeah. But I think probably the worrying thing about Sábado Deluxe and Sálvame Deluxe is probably just the fact that it is one of the most high rated shows in Spain.
Yeah.
The producers love it because it's so cheap to produce. I mean, literally, it's just a load of no marks sitting around shouting at each other.
Love it. Did you get any response from the original author to your article in El País kind of rebuffing it?
No. He kind of completely went into hiding. And I did feel a bit sorry for him, actually. I mean, the few tweets, he's unlocked his account now. It's obviously all died down there. But the few tweets that he sent out before he set his account to private, he basically said, look, I'm really sorry if I offended anyone. It was something that was, was lighthearted. I showed it to Spanish friends of mine. They thought it was funny. He said he used to live in Spain and he loves Spain, and he didn't mean to cause any offence. So it was a bit of a storm in a cafe cup. But then I came up, basically, I came up with my list. I don't know if you want to go through that.
Yes,
so that's how I ended up the, and we ran this in Spanish as well, and did a video in Spanish. They recorded a video of me kind of going through the points, and I got a fantastic response from Spanish people who were like, I mean, some of them were really funny.
So this is your suggestions on how to be Spanish, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Some people were saying, well, at least we managed to educate one British person. but yeah, these are my suggestions. Enjoy life on the street in the sunshine as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a lot, but I mean an awful lot of time with your friends and family, whether it's having a beer, lunch or dinner. Don't drink to get drunk and focus more on food than on drink. Be confident when you speak to other people, but always be polite. And forget about using oiga, cuando puedas will do. There's no need to speak Spanish peppered with swear words, but once you do get to know how to use them, they can be quite a lot of fun to employ. Find someone who has a pueblo and make sure they take you there when it's their local fiestas. Use por favor and gracias, and leave a tip, even if it's just a few coins. There's this ongoing myth in Spain that, you know, never leave a tip. Obviously, people don't tip as much as they do maybe in the UK or in the States, but leave something.
Yeah.
Don't assume that all Spaniards love bullfighting and flamenco. Ladies, you can leave that fan at home, especially when, like it is at the Madrid at the moment, it's under one, it's minus one degree C.
Right.
And never, ever watch Sábado Deluxe.
Fantastic. All I can say to that is thank you very much, Simon. Y viva España.